Sea Level Stomp here on Near Rocks. Before that, Says She, Kicking and Screaming, and the Whiskey Hollow, Hudson Hill. I know that track kind of snuck up on us.
Which one?
The Sea Level track. there was the one point where we were like, is it over?
Yeah,
and I look over and it's like, it's got 2 minutes left. And then suddenly it was over again. So, cool track. Cool track. Very cool track.
Yeah, new music in that. We had Sea Level and Says She, both new stuff. And Mr. Sea Level himself is here in studio along with Michelle Gall. How you guys doing?
Good. How are you?
How do you pronounce your name?
Deke.
Okay. So it's
Or Deke.
Dave Deke.
Yep.
Okay. Yep. We got that figured out now.
Yeah.
Where does the ziggity come from?
The zig?
Yeah.
Stupid nickname from high school.
Okay.
Like one of those guys that kind of a bro-y guy that was like, you need a nickname, man. I was like, okay. He's like, you play guitar. Ziggy play guitar. Huh, cool. And like, I just kind of was like, okay, I dig that. And like,
well, it's funny. I've actually known you for about a decade, and we're going to talk about Waterloo here in a minute, because of course you're playing that this weekend. You know, got some stuff going on, but I have to say this: the old Jigsaw Tavern. I ran an open mic there back in 2005, 2004. Yeah, and you would come in every single week.
I remember I think it was Tuesdays or Thursdays.
Thursdays. Yeah, you come in every single week, and you'd always have parental, supervision, of course. But
so I wasn't old enough to be there.
I remember you coming in, and you were just like a sponge. You wanted to learn as much as possible. You'd come in, and you'd play your guitar, and now you're doing some of that on your own. You've got your own open mic going.
Yep. It's kind of like a jigsaw. It's not as cool. Definitely not as cool. But it's crazy.
You're not really selling this very well.
I'm not selling my mic night. It's really cool.
Like, there you go.
There's elephants. We don't do giraffes because they're dumb. But it's pretty legit for a small bar in Olmsted Falls at the Aces Depot every Thursday night, 8 to 8. Plug.
That's awesome. That's awesome. I mean, you're here with Michelle Gaw and of course Waterloo Arts Fest. And Eric, by the way, that's a terrific promo that you did for Waterloo.
Why, thank you.
It's pretty impressive.
I would say, it was thrown on the spot, but yeah, it works.
It sounded great. So, Michelle, tell us what's going on this weekend with that.
So, Dave and I...
Lee's calling.
Yeah.
Do we do guest calls? Sorry.
No. Yeah, we're playing with Busking for Bread this Saturday at Waterloo. We're going to have a booth there, and we have to be there from 12 to 7. And we're going to have different musicians coming in to play with us. The Baker's Basement is going to come play with us. Matt Miller. Dave and I will be playing. Megan Stepka is going to be playing. Solo. And
Dolo.
Yeah.
500.
Solo. And we have Dylan Grove playing with us. Do you know who Dylan? You know Dylan? He plays with Miss Macy and the Low Pay Daddies.
Okay.
I don't know if the whole band will be there, but I know Dylan told me he'll be there. Jared Tolley, we're going to have art for the kids. Like, we're going to be making shakers and stuff.
For the kids.
And, yeah.
So for our listeners that don't remember, since the last time you were in to talk about Busking for Bread, what is Busking for Bread?
Busking for Bread, Dave and I started last year. We play on the street and we donate. We try to make money playing on the street and we donate the money to charities. Last year we donated to Carpos in Painesville, like Carpos Ministry, which it's like a church that
soup
feeds.
Kitchen?
Yeah, it's the soup kitchen, a church that feeds the homeless.
And last time our goal was to diminish supply costs. So, because they pay for out of their pocket, they pay for the spoons, the forks, the contain the doggy boxes, the doggy bags, and the coffee cups and stuff. So for someone who's going to use their 4 days a week putting in their time, they shouldn't have to, like, you know, buy their own cups.
Well, it's such a cool thing that you guys are doing. And this year you have a different donation that you're...
Right, yeah. We'll be donating to New Directions. It's in Pepper Pike. It's an adolescent treatment facility. There's a boys and girls section, and it's basically somewhere where... You know, kids under the age of 18 can go and get help getting sober.
And so, if people want more information on that, it's newdirect.org. So how about a song?
Cool. Do you want to do the one together?
Sure, let's do that.
Are you both singing, by the way?
Yeah.
Okay.
Can I borrow yours?
Yeah.
Yes. So, we spent forever trying to use these tuners. And
So what are you playing for us today?
It's a song my band's been doing. It's a kind of cover by Devendra Banhart. And it's kind of a cover because I learned it really wrong and became its own thing. So,
well, take it away.
I mean, I learned it really right.
I wanna be your man. I wanna make you understand. Because it works for you. Well, I wanna be your cup. So I can fill you up. Because it works for you. Now wait a minute. I wanna be your man. I wanna be your man. Well, I wanna be your pet tree. So you can climb all over me. Because it works for you. Well, I wanna be your cow. So I can show you how. Because it works for you.
Great job. Wow, love those harmonies. Man, you've come a long way since the Jigsaw in Parma, man, 10 years ago.
I'd hope, man.
Wow, good stuff. By the way, either one of you Cavs fans?
Yeah, yes. We did pretty good.
Did you watch the game?
Yeah.
Pretty good. Awesome. My buddy from ESPN Radio, Mr. Munch, over there, whoa, just texted in, said he's listening, so he's driving
awesome.
Home right now, taking a listen to you. So.
Oh, that's awesome.
Good stuff.
Mr. Munch.
Mr. Munch.
Taking a bite.
Mark Munch Bishop. Yeah, so hey, Munch, shout out. Thanks for listening, buddy. Good stuff.
Awesome. So we were talking off air. You've got a bunch of other stuff going on beyond Waterloo this weekend. So yeah. What else do you have going on?
Well, this is like a very crazy, Gall awesome
updates.
Week. Yeah. So on Wednesday, it's the Brent Kirby's 10x3 5-year anniversary, which I'm so excited for because I'm playing with like one of my best friends, Ryan Manthe. And we actually met like about a year ago at the 10x3, and we're doing our set together at the anniversary. So that'll be really awesome. And then Dave is playing on Friday at
Negative Space with the Rainbow Emergency and I think the House Band. And
now,
I think they're going by the Earth. I sound really bad. This is a horrible plug, but I think they made it up on the spot. Like the Earthal Trumpskins?
We'll go with that. Now, people who don't know Negative Space, where is that at?
Negative Space, that's a...
It's on East 38. Yeah.
It's like above this Asian market plaza. And like, it's just this really awesome art gallery. And Gotti, the guy that it's his space. He does all this crazy like wood burning art. Like I don't know how like he with a solder gun he'll draw pencil it and then like solder it in and like it's really cool.
Very cool
stuff. I don't know. I didn't sell it there. I'm not selling anything today. This is why I couldn't be a sales guy at Guitar Center. That's why they kept me at the door. And I wasn't.
Well, you know, your life took this path, and here you are right now, not selling things on the air.
Not selling things on the air because that's what I can't do. Legally, too.
Thank you.
That's awesome.
But so 5 years ago.
Yes.
When did you start doing the 10x3?
Oh, the 10x3, yeah.
That's been going for 5 years.
Yes.
So if we're dating the jigsaw, how long did the jigsaw go for?
Oh, my gosh. It had to be 2004. Oh, no. Hold on. You know, this is terrible. I'm going to admit this on the air. I usually, because I'm getting older now, I'm 35, so when people ask me when did things happen, I usually try to figure out which girlfriend I had at the time. And then I go, oh, yeah, that was the year.
I can only help you so far back.
So it's actually 2006 and 2007.
Because I remember Redwater Rojo was going on then.
Well, good times. And I mean, it was fun doing that open mic and bringing it back to the 10x3. That's another extension of that. It's just a prearranged open mic. And Michelle, you've played that so many times. That's where I actually met you.
Right.
And now you're going to be playing this Wednesday with Ryan Manthe at 10 p.m.
Yeah. And it's really cool, too, because it kind of all ties together. Like this Wednesday, I know Matt Miller is playing, and I think he's playing with his band in the bigger room. Mm-hmm. Megan Stepka is playing. I think her band is also playing in the bigger room. And they're playing at Waterloo. It's like a really cool.
Yeah.
That's why, and that's the reason I always plug the 10x3 when I'm here. But like that's why I love the 10x3 so much, you know, because of Brent and all the connections I've made. And like I feel like when I'm there, I see, I don't know, I always every week I see somebody I know there.
It's
playing,
a cool
you know,
crowd
it's
too.
Awesome.
They like they listen, not to cut in. I kind of just cut in.
No, yeah, exactly.
But like, it's cool to hear a room of people like intently listen.
Right, it's songwriters. You
well,
know?
Yeah. it's cool what you guys are doing because you kind of took that attitude of community and you're bringing it to Busking for Bread, which is such a great thing. And we're gonna find out where we can find you, more info about you and Busking for Bread in just a minute. But how about another song?
All right, cool.
This is all you.
Yeah. So this one's called Connections. It's just like a newer folk song that I've written, so. We laugh about that one time in grade school. When Judy's milk came out her nose, she cried at the table, we all giggled anyways. We reminisce on those simple days. Oh, we laugh about that one time at summer camp. We all made hand coyotes on the bus. I sat next to my first crush. We wrote stories about cannibalism and none of the other campers really liked us. Is this a part of growing up? Press rewind a couple times, I can't believe this stuff. Is this a part of growing love? Press play again today and realize I'm turning out okay. Oh, we laugh about that one time in middle school. Ashley gave me those dirty looks for hanging out too much with her best friend, Katie, the one that I supposedly took. Oh, we laugh about that time in high school. I cried about my internet boyfriend in the band room. Ate our brown bag lunches to the gossip. Skirt covered with crumbs from my salsa garden sun chips. Is this a part of growing up? Press rewind a couple times, I can't believe this stuff. Is this a part of growing love? Press play again today and realize I'm turning out okay. laugh about that one time a couple months ago. Aaron bought Dave that new guitar. I learned to never trust her to throw anyone a surprise party, no matter how good and pure her intentions are. Never. We laugh about that one time a couple days ago. We threw a concert at Ryan's house. People came and listened to our basement show. And Ryan got so drunk that he passed out. Is this a part of growing up? Press rewind a couple times. I can't believe this stuff. Is this a part of growing love? Press play again today and realize I'm turning out okay. Is this a part of growing up? Press rewind a couple times. I can't believe this stuff. Is this a part of growing love? Press play again today and realize I'm turning out okay.
Yeah. Michelle Gaw, who has friends that need to watch what they say around her.
Yeah.
Do your friends ever do that? They're like, wow, you just wrote an entire song about all these conversations.
That's so funny. Yeah, because I was just thinking, even the all those situations in that song are true stories.
Right.
And it's funny because I'm like, I'm thinking about, especially the people from like the younger days, I'm like, they have no idea that they're like in this song that I'm playing on the radio right now. Like,
they're probably like, man, those chips, I never wanted to think about that again.
Yeah. The garden salsa chips are great. I love those.
Can I make a confession, though?
Hand puppet.
Oh, thing? That's when it's like silent.
Oh, okay.
It's silent. Yeah, you can't
Nobody understands what we're talking about right now.
Yeah, this is perfect for radio.
But can I?
Dolls holding her hand in the shape of a coyote. If you're driving, you probably want to switch to one hand and try it.
I need to make a confession about that song, though. I say salsa garden sun chips. And I found out, because I work at a grocery store, I found out that they're actually called salsa garden sun chips.
Garden salsa and sun chips?
Yeah, well, I say salsa. Well, no, garden salsa.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, but I switched it.
You did the old Billy Joel gin and tonic. Switcheroonie there.
Yeah. Well, see, now we can't like the song as much because you blatantly lied about it.
Yeah.
Man.
It's one thing to be be reminded of stuff that's happened to you for certain people.
Well,
but then to be lied to.
If somebody has heard one of your songs and wants to get a hold of you about the lyrics, where can they go?
Well,
Gala, do you tweet? Do you have a Twitter?
I don't have a Twitter.
I tweeted today.
You Twitter? Oh, that is so old. I never use Twitter. Is not the way to go. I'm a Facebook person. Facebook.com/MichelleGawMusic. That's in SoundCloud. SoundCloud just under. SoundCloud/Michelle-Gaw.
And it's double L Michelle.
Yes.
We don't
deal with the one L's.
Oh, because we had a one L Michelle in here right before.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I don't want to start fights or anything.
Tension.
That's Michelle Turf.
Tension.
And where can people find out more about Sea Level and Dave Zig?
You can look me up on Facebook with Dave, DEITKE, or with Sea Level, letter C-Level. Or letter C-level44.com. It's our website.
Not confusing at all.
Not confusing.
Nope.
Try to keep it simple.
I love you, Dave. I've known you for 10 years. I can pick on you.
I don't know. That's one thing that's been pretty cool. Like, now I get to hang out with the people I looked up to.
Oh, that's
like
awesome.
You and Megan and George. Like, it's crazy.
Well, thank you two so much for coming in and promoting Waterloo and the 10x3. And we're going to actually play a couple acts that are playing Waterloo this Saturday.
And right now we've got Lowly the Tree Ghost, Garden Variety. Thank you very much for coming in, guys.
Thanks, guys.
Oh, thank you so much.
Can I add one more plug? One more plug? Is it cool?
Yeah.
Okay.
You have to now.
Yeah, the Beechland Ballroom. It's the ballroom that got moved to the tavern, but it's a free show. So, Wanyama, Sea Level, the ballroom Saturday after Waterloo Arts Fest. Free show.
Awesome.